okay? You had water coming off of one of them, what do you call it?
Waterfall.
And is there any difference in terms if it's different size?
Yes, it could be just a small waterfall, or it could be just a big wide waterfall that maybe runs all the time, maybe the other just runs in wet weather.
Ah, I see. What about different types of roads, starting with a dirt road?
You usually start with a dirt road and then a gravel road,
mm-hmm.
and then an asphalt or a hard surface.
Mm-hmm. What about this type that you have out sometimes where you have the strips across it every so often? That's it's not asphalt, it's made out of what?
Well, if you have strips across it, usually it's concrete with expansion joints.
Well, what are you talking about?
Expansion joints?
Yeah, what are they made out of?
They're made out of asphalt.
Okay.
And that's the last expansion of your concrete.
What about not asphalt, but another black sticky substance that's used to put on roads?
Macadam, I believe they call it.
Or what about tar?
Tar, yeah.
And you ever hear any other terms for concrete? Some people call it cement?
Cement. Okay. Usually concrete highway you speak of.
You have any terms for neighborhood roads? You ever call a thing a lane?
A lot of times you have a lane running up to a farm from a regular road, and they say that Spigotter is a lane.
Okay. If it's not long enough to be a lane, like you have here with the gravel in it, that's called?
Just a driveway.
Okay. What about a something that you walk along on foot? If you're going through the woods and you see a pretty well-worn place where people have walked,
call it a path.
Okay, and if two of these are running along, you say there are two
paths running parallel.
Okay. And we're talking about the word throw. You might say, did you ever
throw a ball?
Okay. Yes, I
have thrown a ball in the same direction.
Okay. Yesterday I
threw a ball.
Okay. Do you have any difference? Well, let me say, something that I might pick up off the ground and throw at a dog or something would be what?
Rock, usually.
Okay. And then, do you ever use the word stone?
Stone, yeah.
Usually
a rock, we speak of a rock more than we do just say a stone, picking up a stone.
Well, what is there any difference?
There's no difference, a rock or a stone.
Even if they're great big and you build fences out of them, they're still rocks.
Rocks, yeah. Sometimes you speak of them as a rock fence nearly always. You don't speak of it as a stone fence. You usually speak of it as a rock fence.
If you went to somebody's house and rang the doorbell and nobody came to the door, you'd say, well, I guess
nobody's at home.
Okay. If you wanted somebody to go somewhere with you, you would say, will you come?
Will you come and go with me to town or to see somebody?
All right, or if somebody came to see you and he didn't bring his wife, and you'd say, well, did you bring your wife? And he said, no, I came
by myself.
Or
I came alone.
Okay, or without her?
Or without her, yeah.
Okay. Somebody might ask you, was he walking away from you? And you would say, no, he was walking
toward me.
Okay. If you gave your son the name of an uncle, you might say, we named him
for his uncle, Bill, or somebody.
What about a four-legged animal that a lot of people keep around as pets that barks?
A dog.
Okay. If you wanted a dog to attack another dog, what would you say to him?
Sick him on the other dog.
Okay. If you wanted him to come to you, would you just
call him or whistle to him?
Okay. And if he were attacking